CoreyMillerLeader.team. I'm curious if you've used this new notion, this new technique, or it's new to me, called time blocking, particularly with your calendar. So, you know, I use my calendar prolifically, specifically for clients, but time blocking is a new notion of saying, okay, I want to get this task done, and putting that actually on my calendar, blocking that time out. I'm curious how you do it, or if you've done it, and if you have any tips or takeaways for me. Now, there's a couple areas I've thought I want to, within the next week, block out some time for, specifically on my calendar. Now, and as a test to do this for 1 or 2 weeks, but there's four areas. One is publishing. I do these videos pretty sporadically, but publishing, having a consistent schedule with that every single day, put on my calendar, you know, 9 to 9:30 a.m. publishing. The second is grunt work. I'm calling the grunt work. So many things I've been letting slip off my to-do list because I just don't want to do them. They're the grunt work. I, you know, from errands to, you know, depositing checks or paying bills, things like that. Even what I, the sales process, going back and forth with clients, things like that. And then the third and fourth are kind of clumped together, but they need to be separate items, which is exercise. I'm actually dressed in my exercise garb so I can go run walk today. I actually blocked time off today to do that. So exercise is something I want to put on my calendar and block out. And then the fourth is mindfulness. I've been doing that and exercise pretty sporadically, not on a consistent time or basis, and I want to do that. So I'm curious if you've used time blocking and how that's gone. If you would, hit me up on Twitter at CoreyMiller303. Send me an email, Corey at CoreyMiller.com. Put a comment in the YouTube channel. I'd appreciate any feedback you have. Thanks.